Terrorists in Syria's Idlib province have reportedly failed to meet a deadline to withdraw from a planned buffer zone. Al-Qaeda-linked group of Hayat al-Tahrir al-Sham said that they would not give up arms and continue to fight. The October 15th deadline for the group and other terrorists to leave a planned demilitarized zone around Idlib was agreed under a Russia-Turkey deal last month. The agreement had been welcomed by the Syrian government and the opposition. Iran called it a proof that diplomacy works. Terrorist groups control more than two-thirds of the planned demilitarized area. President Bashar al-Assad's forces have retaken large parts of Syria from foreign-backed militants and have expressed full readiness to recapture Idlib, the last major stronghold of terrorists. Political analyst Robert Lakish joined us earlier with his take on terrorists' refusal to leave Idlib's demilitarized zone.
Russia, taking a pragmatic approach, attempted to try and show both the world and also the so-called moderate terrorists in Idlib that it could be rational and it could try and employ a strategy which would mean no fighting in order to de-escalate what happened there and create a peaceful solution. Of course, unfortunately, as many people foresaw, the terrorist forces refuse to withdraw. They're terrorists, they're extremists. There's no way of rationally engaging with them. And that's why a military conflict has to be sought against them. There has to be a military conflict to take back this area. Unfortunately, it's not going to be expressed by the mainstream media. It's going to be, look, the Assad regime and Russia are killing innocent civilians, but of course it's a bunch of terrorist organizations there. And they're going to be defeated. It's inevitable.